morning, folks. Welcome to the Bargain Barn here on WXBC. It's the Thursday edition of the show, and it's brought to us by our good friends at Elite Physical Therapy out on Ballpark Road in Hardinsburg. And if you're trying to fight that Christmas time spare tire, that is probably the place to go once you've eaten all those goodies. You've got resolutions to make, and resolution time is coming up quick, so they can whip you into shape. Put down that peanut butter fudge and get on that treadmill. Terry, you had the guiltiest look on your face when I said
that. The minute you said peanut butter fudge, I was just talking to my granddaughter early this morning on the way into, when she was going to school. I said, well, if my plans go right, I'm going to be in the kitchen on Sunday. I'm going to make cookies and candy. I said, I got to make Braden some peanut butter fudge.
You look like I caught you cussing in church when I said it. That was hilarious,
it was like,
folks.
Oops, man, I was just talking about that peanut butter
fudge. Well, it sounds good. I tell you, my granny, Anna, I don't know how she does it, and it's so consistent. She makes peanut butter fudge every year, and it's never grainy. It's always smooth, like silky smooth.
And I cannot make fudge.
Well, we'll send you to Beelyville, and Granny Annie will tutor
people
you.
People have even given me the no-fail fudge, and I can fail it. It's kind of like a mother's law.
Is it great on a curb?
They say you cannot, you can't kill a mother-in-law's tongue. Wrong. I can, you know. So, but somebody a couple years ago came up with this really easy little recipe that was on Facebook that was...
Had the marshmallow cream in it, right?
Marshmallow cream, yeah. And you melt a container of, like, vanilla icing.
I remember that.
You mix those two together, you put it in a pan. It's the best fudge ever. It's really good. So easy. So now that's my go-to. Only I was telling my granddaughter, I'm going to look for some orange flavoring. I want to try Dreamsicle. That sound yummy?
Yeah, that does sound good.
Yum.
Just want some of Granny's peanut butter.
Okay, like you say, go for Granny's and...
I bet she would tutor you.
I'd love that. Because
she can make
I
it
know
now.
It's all in how long you let... I think maybe I get over-anxious thinking, okay, it's done.
And you got to have
not
a weather day. The weather has to be right the
I was
going to
say,
it.
And that could be my other problem. Now, I can make a divinity that
That's
is...
good stuff.
And it's a microwave divinity that is outstanding. And I've never messed it up, but of course I'm not much on divinity. You talk about pure sugar now. Whoa!
I tell you,
you gotta have a gallon of coffee with that stuff.
You might be surprised. Is a good hand at making fudge is Papaw Bill.
No,
he makes this old timey. It's kind of a brown sugar based fudge.
Uh-huh.
It's old time, and he hadn't made it for a few years. I don't think, but I'll tell you what, he's pretty good at it. Been a while, but he was pretty good at it. Oh, so now we got to go to Elite Physical Therapy because I've actually gained 3 pounds since
just
we've started talking.
I know.
I need a tapeworm or something for Christmas.
My thing is, I love to do the baking at Christmas time, but I like to put it on cutesy little tray. Cutesy, you like that word, cutesy?
Cutesy. Does it have doilies underneath it, Derek?
Yeah, it probably does. Anyway. You know, and take it around to different folks. So that's
fun.
What I'll be busy doing is trying to make up some to take to some different people.
Well, you just
cutesy
your way into the studio
right
and bring me some of that candy.
We'll
be good. It's going to be a great day. So now we've got you fat.
Yeah.
Our friends Katie and Ashley and
we'll
Karen and all the
skinny.
Gang will help you get skinny again after you feel so guilty after eating all that stuff for Christmas, all those goodies. I talked to my mom this morning. We were talking about our side get together, and I was telling her about this 8 million calorie cheesy grit recipe that I'm going to make to take up there.
Wow.
It's at least 8 million
mm-hmm.
per serving.
Per serving.
Per
okay.
serving. It's going to be good. But yeah, we'll get you in shape. They'll get you in shape. Everybody will start making New Year's resolutions about the 26th when the guilt kicks in.
Yes.
And you're going through all those tins that have just half cookies left in them and all the...
Oh, that's the ones I like because I don't feel guilty about eating the
yeah,
other half.
They don't
half.
Count, right? You drink a
it's
Diet
only
Coke
half the calories.
And, you know, your peanut butter balls and things have kind of started to get stale. And, you know, you're just getting rid of stuff. And you thought, ugh, what have I done? And then you think, well, 2017, I'm going to get in shape and lose weight. And we see people keep that often. Because they burn it off Brett County, people get involved with that. They get a good deal on a membership at Elite, so that inspires them to keep going, and they get to know the folks there, and they get so attached to them, they can't go without visiting. So,
absolutely.
You can keep those resolutions, and Elite Physical Therapy would be the place to go do that. They'll help you. They'll keep you on the right track. So we'll be talking about them for the remainder of the program. It's going to be a fun day.
I've decided the only way I'm going to lose weight is if somebody puts a chain with a padlock that they throw away around me, along with a refrigerator that I can't get into, that I have to drag everywhere I'm going, but I can't get in the refrigerator.
I was thinking,
that's
maybe
be the only way.
I was thinking maybe somebody give us both a tapeworm for Christmas.
Yeah, really.
It might work, though.
All right, we better get busy here. We ask that you limit your call to no more than five items and that the total call not go over $500. We don't take guns or any kind of businesses or personal ads. If you have something that's more than $500 or you don't have time to get to the phone, you can stop by the station and for $3 a day, we'll put it on cash and carry. Phone numbers are 270-756-1043 and 270-547-1043. Good morning, you're on Bargain Barn. Hi, you're on the air.
Yes, I've got some tires for sale. One set, I got a set of four of them. They're 235 ADR 17s. They're a four-wheel drive tar. They're a tall tar. They got better than half tread. I'll take 150 for them. I got two 265 75R 17-inch tars, and they got better than half tread. I'll take 100 for them. And I got four 215 75R 16-inch car tars or van tars. They're better than half tread. I'll take 100 for them. And then I got three 15-inch tars, 205 75R 15s. They're better than half tread. I'll take 50 for them. My number's 945-5803.
945-5803.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hi, you're on Bargain Barn.
Yeah, how you doing this morning?
Well, I'm just fine.
That's good. Boy, y'all sound like you're getting ready to do a lot of baking.
I am. Paul plans on eating it.
Well, you better come up here to Kroger. They've got all kinds of good stuff for sale for baking. They got eggs and sugar and flour. 99 cents.
Okay, I'll keep that in mind.
Anyways, I'm going to put this on today only. I've got this big, nice, heavy-duty rocking chair. It's hard rock, oak, or maple. I'm not sure which one it is. It's a blonde color. It's got a big, nice, heavy-duty pad in it. The pads alone probably cost $100. But anyways, we're today only $195. And I bet it, my wife, I know she paid a lot of money for it, but we just don't use it. And then also I've got the John Wayne coffee cup or mug, and I like $10 for that. I will negotiate a little bit. And then also the John Deere knife, and a collector's tin for $10 for that. I probably would negotiate on that a little bit. And then Johnny Cash music collection, 50 negotiable on it. All these make nice Christmas presents. And looking for a bar stool of some type for hopefully wood or metal, but as long as it's got a padded seat on it. And somebody's got one out there they'd like to get rid of. Give me a holler at 422-3272.
422-3272.
Y'all have a great day.
You do the same. Bye-bye. Bye. Hello, you're on Bargain Barn.
Good morning. I have for sale split firewood. It's mostly oak, and it's $40 a rick. The number's 259-6472.
259-6472.
Thank you.
Have a nice day. Good morning, you're on Bargain Barn.
Yes, Terry, there was a guy, a Mercer guy was his last name, that was supposed to come and look at some posts yesterday, cedar logs that my son had sold. So if he's still interested in those, give me a call at 617-3500.
617-3500.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Bargain Barn brought to you every Thursday by Elite Physical Therapy on Ballpark Road. They are open Monday through Saturday, and they have great hours. They try to make it convenient for those of you that like to get an early start, some of you that maybe have to work a little later in the evening.
That's right.
They are there for quite a few hours every day, and on Saturday, a half a day. So stop by, talk to them about how they can help you get in shape, and if the doctor has said that you're going to have some physical therapy, we hope that you'll consider Elite Physical Therapy, because those folks have a lot of years of experience in helping get you back to feeling 110%. Good morning. You're on Bargain Barn.
Yes, I'm looking for something. I'm looking for a set of rally wheels to fit a 87 Chevy truck, the 15-inch. The 8-inch is what I'm looking for. If anybody has any, call 257-8711.
257-8711.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning. You're on Bargain Barn.
Good morning. I've still got that friend that's looking for a German Shepherd pup from a 6 weeks old to about a year old. Just full stock German Shepherd. It doesn't have to be registered or nothing like that. No papers, nothing like that. Just a ordinary dog. And his number is 945-5190.
945-5190.
Yes, ma'am. And I've got a 4L60E automatic four-wheel drive transmission for a 93 or 4 Chevrolet pickup truck. And I want $400 for it. It's been completely rebuilt, new torque converter and everything. My number's 536-3596.
536-3596.
Thank you, and you have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, again, Elite Physical Therapy, our sponsors of the show. Every Thursday, we're recording the show to put on the podcast section of our website. We hope you'll check it out, WXPC1043.com. And Breckenridge County High School basketball tonight, the Tigers taking on Muhlenberg County. Coverage starts with Tiger Talk with Coach Patrick Critchlow and Houston DeHaven around 6:30. Tip off at 7 o'clock. So we're going to have that for you right here on the Sports Voice of Breckenridge County, WXBC. No sense in missing that ball game, even if you can't make it out there.
That's right.
Got some UK basketball coming up on Sunday afternoon. University of Kentucky taking on Hofstra. The coverage from Rupp Arena in Lexington starts at 12:30. Tip off at 2. So don't miss that either. It's going to be probably a really good game. Probably a really big spanking.
I hope so.
Would be my guess.
I know my husband and I were just talking about how all it took was that one game for them that they lost the other day, for them to go from first place into sixth place.
I know that is
too
wild.
Weird. Yeah.
We will see what happens this year, though. I think they got the pretty good ball.
Oh, I can't even think of the guy's name that loves to throw those or shoot the three pointers, but. Now, he's good. In fact, they've got a number of very talented young players on the team. And I'll say young because there's a bunch of them that are freshmen and sophomores.
Yeah, for a lot
and
of freshmen.
Calipari said, you know, I like it that way. I think he likes the challenge of seeing how he can mold and turn these young athletes into superstars.
When you think about the kids that he recruits and scouts, half of them or more go pro after that freshman
they
year.
Do.
They're one and done. So, it seems to have worked pretty well.
Yes.
For Kentucky's ball club for the last few years. So, you know, hey, whatever works. As long as the fans are happy, Cal will keep his job.
Yeah,
if he's
right.
not, he'll end up in Gillespie land. That's just the way it is. I will never forget that. We actually broke it like into regular programming the day that Gillespie was gone. Like right after a song.
Uh-huh.
I was like, well, this is news.
Yes,
it is. I'm surprised I didn't have to fire the storm tone. Really? And there were sighs of relief all over the Commonwealth.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait. Well, so how's your Christmas shopping going? Are you getting there? Are you about done?
No. I got part of it done.
The things I asked
really,
live on the air.
I know. I got... You know, I've got the grandchildren just about, you know, I've got a few things.
Well, that's what matters, right?
Yeah. I haven't started for the adults. You know, they're always the hard, okay, do I get another pair of house shoes or, you know, that kind of thing. I'm always on the lookout for something different that I think they'll really enjoy or that they really need. And that's hard. You know, we're all fortunate to be in a position where...
Isn't that the truth?
We, you know, don't... You know, there's things, if we want them, we just go in and go ahead and buy them. So, you know, that makes it a little bit tougher because, you know, we all pretty much have the things that we need and want.
You know, and that is something to think about.
It is.
It really...
Like I said, we are just so blessed. You know, I've got to say that about my whole family, you know, being very blessed. Not only with healthy children, but... good marriages, you know, the whole works. I mean, what mom couldn't ask for more than I've got.
Well, let's talk about, there are different ways, you know, we're talking about being fortunate. There are different ways that we can help folks. There yes. are different charities going on.
Oh, you mentioning that, I've got to mention
Lay it
this.
On me.
Okay, Jessica called me yesterday. Of course, they were doing the Phil a Cruiser thing.
Right. She's, at Cash Express, correct?
Yes, that was at Cash Express. And I'm not mentioning any names. I don't know any names. But she said a gentleman stopped by and he said, were you doing the cruiser, you know, Phil a Cruiser? And she said, yes, sir. She said, he laid a check on the counter, walked out the door. And she said, I thought, okay. So she picked up the check. She said it was for $1,000, Paul. She said, oh, my gosh. So she took it up to, of course, Tyler Harden has been really working hard on this. He was the officer that was over there shaking hands and stuff the day that they were, you know, had the cruiser over there. But anyway, she took it straight up to the police station and said, would you make sure that Tyler gets this? So anyway,
that's fantastic.
I don't know who the gentleman was. Jessica did
bless
not
you, buddy,
say,
whoever
but
you are.
Yes, you know, and Jessica said, Mom, does all of that go to... you know, the kids. And
absolutely.
I said, it does, honey. I said, every nickel of that goes to, you know, I said, the guys, you know, get together. And I said, you know, they have a bunch of kids. And I know they divide up money and or, you know, the things that they've already got. But they spread it out to as many kids as they can possibly do. So
that's the best news I've heard.
It's a super program. Forever. If you have never really got involved in it, even if you have 10 bucks, or if you
it
have
helps.
A $5 toy, believe me, they really appreciate it. Now, that's just one of the great programs. I know there's food programs.
Sure.
Also, over at the hospital, I told them that I'd mention this. They have the Toys for Tots going on. And you can go in the main door over at the hospital, and there's a big box sitting right there where you can drop off your toy. And I understand that some of the different doctor's offices also have it, but they were going to send me names. I don't have that yet, unfortunately. But if you've got a toy, you know, you're welcome to drop it off over at the hospital. So that's just a couple of the things that I personally know about.
And I bet you, as involved as our friends at Elite are, they know stuff too. So if you go in
oh,
there.
Oh, my goodness. I'm sure they
you
do.
You know that Karen and Katie and Ashley have their hands in some sort of good Christmas charity.
Yes.
Because that's the kind of people they are. So if you happen to be over there, if you're one of their clients and you've got a question, you want to do something good, ask those girls because they are going to know.
Yes.
I'd bet anything they're going to know. So do go by and see them. I bet they would definitely approve of us talking about that during their half hour because they are community folks.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So we urge you to go see them and tell them you heard about them on the Bargain Barn. Terry, I don't have anything in cash and carry, but we do have some calls waiting.
Well,
you ready?
Good morning. You're on Bargain Barn.
Yes, I have an old glass showcase. It's one of the older ones. I don't have the glass shells for it, but does it still have the glass sliding doors? I'd like to have $50 or the best offer on it. The number is 270-547-7455.
That was 547-7455.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, you're on Bargain Barn.
Yeah, I've got an antique a chest of drawers for sale, and it's got five drawers in it, and it's in good, really good shape, and I'm asking $100 for it, and my number is 270-547-8281.
547-8281.
And thank you.
Thank you. And you can give us a call on the Bargain Barn at 756-1043 or 547-1043. It is brought to you by Elite Physical Therapy.
Wonderful folks. Do tell them you heard about them right here on the Bargain Barn. And hey, you know, we have Country Calendar that we do every day. If you do have some sort of a fundraiser, a charity event to help folks out around Christmas time, let us know. It's what we're here for. That's what we do. That is our mission, is our community. So please let us know. Give Amanda a call in the office. She'll get it on, and we'll talk about it on the air because we love stuff like that. So
oh, yeah.
Keep us posted.
Hello, you're on Bargain Barn.
Yes, I've got two Hoosier cabinets. They have the flour bins and the bread drawer and stuff like that in it. And my number is 270-230-5628.
230-5628.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Good morning. You're on Bargain Barn.
Good morning. I've got a large buck stove, a wood stove, and this has got a blower on it. And I've also got stove pipe with it for $400. My number is 257 857-8243.
257-8243.
Thank you.
Hi, you're on Bargain Barn.
Yes, ma'am. I am looking for someone who might have, like, baby clothes for sale that are cheap and everything. My daughter is pregnant, and we are looking for someone who might have baby clothes free or at a good offer. If anyone has any, could they please call me at 270-617-1101.
617-1101.
Yes, ma'am.
And I guess congratulations are in order, Grandma.
That's my first grandbaby. Oh,
that makes it even more special. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, again, Elite Physical Therapy, our sponsors of the Bargain Barn every Thursday. Do go by and see those folks and tell them we sent you. They'll get you in good shape. Good friends of ours and just doing good things in the community. Again, I have to brag on them. They're just good people.
Yes, they are.
They do so many good things. So I'm sure, Katie, next thing they're up to, Katie will let us know and we'll tell you all about it.
Hello, you're on Bargain Barn.
Oh, Terry, this is... Hold on just a minute. This is Mary Jo across the street. You know, the lady was asking about baby clothes. And, you know, Good Samaritan always has nice things. Because I used to work down there a little bit. I volunteered down there a little bit. But they had really nice clothes for babies and children.
Yes, you're so right.
I thought, well, you know, she's having a baby at... You know, that gets expensive.
Yes. but thank you. I'm sure she's listening, and that might be of some help to her.
Okay, good, great. Thanks, honey. Have a great day.
Well, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Lee Physical Therapy, sponsor of the Bargain Barn, every Thursday. And are we bumping up our Christmas music a little bit more now that we're getting in closer?
You know, it's funny you mention that because that's what I'm working on.
Good.
I'm a multitasker, you know, and I always try to do some programming during the Bargain Barn. And, yes, it's about to get good.
All right.
Pretty exciting stuff. I love it. You know,
Comes and goes so quick. I love to get as much of the music in as we can.
You know, I was thinking, I mean, it's like seems like yesterday was my Halloween show, and I don't ever get to play Monsters Holiday long enough. So
yeah.
Christmas music's the same. We get a little bit more time with Christmas music because we do it all day, Black Friday. And then,
yes.
You know, we're bumping it up more and more. That and one of my favorite songs is not a Christmas song, but I get to play it more this time. I'm a huge Dan Fogelberg fan.
Uh-huh.
Same Old Lang Syne is one of the greatest songs I think ever written. So listen for that.
Well, I'm not going to guess anymore who you're coming up with after yesterday.
Hey, you never know.
That threw me off totally that it was Brad Paisley because I heard that guitar instrumental and I thought, okay, it's got to be Chet.
I aim to please.
Good morning. You're on Bargain Barn.
Yes, I have several Western tapes for sale. If anybody's interested in them, they're old. Okay, and my number is 788-6007.
788-6007.
Uh-huh, thank you.
Thank you. I am so excited. I've been waiting. I've got a new sewing machine that's going to be showing up today. Oh, remember a long time ago, I was on the lookout for a heavy-duty sewing machine. Paul, do you remember when I kind of put the word out there?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I kind of put it on the back burner. Now a situation has come up where... I decided, okay, time to get it. So I found one that was at a really good price. And so every day I'd call my husband, did UPS or Federal Express either one show up? No. Okay. Well, I got a text real early this morning that said, UPS will be showing up today with your package from Joanne Fabrics. And I went,
Awesome.
Awesome.
Very
I can't
news.
Wait to get home.
Very good news.
Good morning. You're on Bargain Barn.
Yes, Terry. I've sort of got a recipe request this morning, too. I was wanting, like, the simple, old-fashioned chocolate pie recipe to put in the already baked or the once baked already pie crust, the old-fashioned recipe.
Okay.
If anyone has one, they could give me a call at 617-3500.
That's where I cheat. I open a box, put in two cups of milk, start dumping in a pan.
I found some on the webpage, but I didn't like those.
That's not the old-fashioned. That's the cheating kind.
You know, for the meringue on top of it.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Uh-huh, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello, you're on Bargain Barn.
I have some bar stools, $35 each, and I have a small freezer, $35. My number is 302-9292.
302-9292.
Yes.
Thank you. And you can give us a call. We've got just a couple more minutes to get take your phone call at 756-1043 or 547-1043. Otherwise, we are going to close the barn door, and I'm going to go get busy on other projects.
You got some stuff going on today. She never stops, folks. I'm telling you. She never, ever stops. So I was looking for, you know, I love Christmas instrumentals, and I'm so mad because we used to have Sleigh Ride by Sam Bush. No, Let It Snow by Sam Bush, and they replaced it with a Kelsey Ballerini song, which I like her. My little girl loves her. But come on, man. Don't mess with Sam Bush.
See, and if I'm going to listen to instrumental stuff, the Steamrollers. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, Manhattan Steamrollers?
Oh, wow.
I don't understand it. I think it's good.
I love it.
But
so
I don't get it.
Oh.
Those guys can play, man.
Yes, they can.
What's that other? What's that? What's Mahavishnu Orchestra or something?
That one I don't know.
They tour and do like this big. That's the one I don't get.
Oh,
it's almost like fusion, which I studied jazz in school, but this
I was gonna say what wouldn't you understand about Steve?
It gets it's just a little complex, you know. Uh-huh. It's cool, but I don't think I get it. But so much good Christmas music, and I just happen to be sitting on a ton of it over here. So folks, stay tuned. If you like it, if you don't, bear with me till the 26th. It's going to be all right.
Yeah.
I promise. So that being said, let's go ahead and take one more call.
Yeah. Good morning. You're on Bargain Barn.
Yes, Terry. I heard you all talking about music on there. It's the Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
That's right. Those are the guys I don't understand.
Oh, that is an awesome show. I went a few years ago. It was great. I love it.
Well,
cool.
Now see,
I've got a buddy that's absolutely crazy about it.
Do we have any of that music here?
We do not. Oh. I don't think. I'll look though. If we do, I'll play you some.
Yeah, I'd like to hear.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. Play it. It's great. Thank you.
Right. Bye-bye.
Well, I just looked in our library and we don't.
We don't. Okay.
But I mean, they're kind of like prog rock or something. You remember the band Yes?
Yeah.
You remember the band?
No.
Remember the band Rush?
Yes, I remember.
They kind of remind me of, they're like prog rock, but they play Christmas music.
Oh.
They do other stuff too. It's neat. I just can't. I'm just not a good enough player to get.
Oh.
I thought I was until I heard those guys. Thanks a lot, Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Terry, you have a great day.
You have a great day too. We'll be back with the Bargain Barn again tomorrow. Bye-bye.